This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and this is the live Sunday night edition. If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, whatever day of the year it is, we are live on the air here at Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You are free to call in and talk live on the radio about whatever you want to talk about. We do have things that we generally talk about, bring in to talk about. And Laurel, you've got some predictions for 2019.
Yes, this is
Somebody's decided to predict the future.
This is from NPR. What's coming in 2019? Global thinkers make big, bold predictions. They have about 9 predictions about things that are going to happen throughout the world in this year.
Okay.
So the first one is that there will be positive social change that will be contiguous in Africa. Over the past year, Ethiopia has gone through a historic transformation at breakneck speed, reports NPR correspondent Ader Peralta. The country welcomed a new reformist prime minister who forged peace with former enemy Eritrea and freed thousands of political prisoners.
I must say I was completely oblivious to the huge leaps forward in Ethiopia.
I did not know either. So, and that was, and so Eritrea apparently is getting better as well. So they think that these changes are going to continue to be positive across Africa, which sounds good. More democracy.
Sounds good. I don't know the democracy is that great, but I'm all for human freedom.
So the second...
Right, so that's the thing. Like, are they talking about an increase in human freedom, or just you get to choose from different sets of crooks to tell you how you're going to live?
Well, it says they forged peace. So I think we're talking about people not killing each other as often, which I think is a positive.
I would agree with that. But if you, if we're talking Africa, if you're part of the tribe that has 40% of the people in it versus tribe that has 60% of the people in the given country, democracy doesn't look that great to you.
It also says they freed thousands of political prisoners.
That's also good.
That sounds good to me. So
yep.
2 thumbs up on that one, maybe 3. The second item is not good news. It says urban slums will grow. The majority of Africa's population is young, and that so-called youth bulge will mean more and more people will make the shift from rural to urban centers in search of jobs and opportunity.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, and driven by climate change.
So. And the ones that go to the cities then find out there's nothing to do in cities, and then they try to get in boats and go over to Europe, and, well, some of them die, some of them don't make it. There's plenty of them that are enslaved in, like, the northern Berber Africa.
So mm-hmm.
That happens too.
Yeah. So the third item I think is very interesting and one that we can probably talk about for a little bit. More countries will follow the U.S. example of pulling out of U.N. funding.
So is this also African? Because there's a lot of U.N. funding that goes on in Africa.
This is other countries. I think they mean the countries that are giving money to the U.N. are going to pull out of the funding. Not that the people who are receiving the funding. I suppose I made a presumption there.
Has the United States withdrawn its funding from the United Nations? Because the last I've heard, it hasn't.
They pulled their funding. They left UNESCO, which is the United Nations Education, Science, and Cultural Organization.
Okay.
So that would be a UN organization that the U.S. has pulled its funding from. They formally left the organization altogether. So this prediction is that...
Right, but the U.S. is still a member of the United Nations,
yes.
Still paying whatever UN dues, still offering the United Nations, a building in New York City. So mm-hmm. It's not like the U.S. is saying, all right, UN, just, like, go away.
Not yet.
But they said that to the UNESCO.
Yeah. So there's one. We were part of the UNESCO for a while. And it sounds like a perfectly nice organization on the surface, United Nations Education, Science, and Cultural Organization.
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So you find out somebody else is in charge. You see, that's the thing, is the United States isn't going to leave the UN, because the United States is the UN.
I agree. I think if the U.S. leaves the UN, the UN does not exist anymore, or doesn't really...
Or if it does, it becomes an organization that is highly anti-U.S. relatively quickly.
That's true.
So, like, for instance, Taiwan is unrecognized by the UN, mm-hmm. and the reason is because China sits on the Security Council, was one of the six nations in the Security Council.
Right, and China has a one-China policy, and because the official name of Taiwan is Republic of China, the People's Republic of China says there can be only one China. Uh-huh. You either recognize us as China or they as China.
Well, okay, I don't think it's quite that simple, Daryl. If Taiwan decided to change their name to Taiwan...
But they don't want to because they claim to be the rightful government for all of China.
You're talking about 1990s dictatorship Taiwan. Taiwan has had a massive change, especially in the last 5 years, towards a highly progressive government.
Yes, but they still claim to be the rightful government of China over the entirety of China.
Are you telling me that if I walked in with a deal... Okay, we're ready here. We're ready to sign this deal. I got it right now. All you have to do is change your name to Taiwan, release all claims to mainland China, and China will recognize you. You'll have UN status, and there will be no more trade barriers.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
I find it hard to believe that you're going to get either country to agree to that.
Right. I just want to make
because
it clear.
Because the People's Republic of China claims ownership over the island of Taiwan.
Right.
Or what they call Chinese Taipei.
And they have given a date.
But it's
so one thing that Taiwan has not done is China has said if Taiwan isn't part of China by 2049, I think, 2041 maybe, sometime in the 2040s, they're, like its own. It's own like Donkey Kong. Like they have a serious timeline and they are ready to invade a highly successful, highly progressive, freer than Hong Kong nation.
Let me ask you this. This isn't getting back to the issue of countries following the U.S. example of pulling some funding out of the U.N. Do you feel like we're getting our money's worth? Is the U.S. getting its money's worth from what it's putting into the U.N.?
Is the U.N. a government agency?
No, technically.
Yeah, it's still a government agency.
it has the
incentives.
It's a bureaucracy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I don't think you're getting your money's worth.
Uh-huh.
Would I support pulling out? Not particularly.
Why not? We're not getting our money's worth.
It's not a particular reason to pull out. You don't get your money's worth out of governments generally. Do I get to keep the money that they send to the UN?
They'll probably spend it on something else.
Right. That's the problem.
They always spend it on something else.
So it's okay if the money is misspent because it would just be misspent on something else?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what government does. If I get to take my UN money out, and by the way, I do not donate to UNICEF or whatever when the kids come around with the boxes. I'm no fan of the UN. But if the UN's the only thing there is as far as sort of international relationships out there. And it has some
value. What about all
of
our consulates and embassies?
Sure, but, the United States needs to act less like a bully.
Uh-huh.
Pulling out of the UN looks more like a bully.
What
are we worried about how we look? Go ahead.
Yes. What about the Organization of American States? What about the African Union? What about the Gulf Cooperation Council? What about the Asian Union, the European Union? There are a ton of organizations that help countries facilitate international communications.
Sure.
That aren't the United Nations.
And there's charitable organizations that do a lot of the things that the UN does.
Look, if you're ready for New Hampshire to pull out of the federal government, I'm ready for the United States to pull out of the UN.
Well, that's a little different.
Excellent.
I think.
we're in agreement then. Taiwan is an independent country. China is a country. New Hampshire gets to secede. The United Nations goes away.
The UN doesn't have the kind of power that the United States federal government has. The United States federal government has an incredible amount of power over its citizenry and the rest of the world. The UN is just a body of bureaucrats that largely achieves very little.
And according to some people, mainly super conservatives, the UN is a one-world government that's just waiting on the U.S. president to snap his fingers, and then they come in and take over all your rights or something.
Well, there's already one-world government, and it's the United States. I mean, pretty much you do what we say or you face the consequences when it comes to the U.S. And, you know, the U.N.'s the only thing in competition with that. So I say don't pull the competition. You just have a monopoly.
Is it competition, though?
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Answer that question or any other. Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number's 855 855-450-3733. We're talking about some predictions for 2019, and Daryl and Laurel here think that I should be all against the UN. So, you know, if you get you think positive or negative things to say about the UN, now's a good time. 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in on the Discord lines by going to discord.freetalklive.com. There's a app that you download there, and it makes it quite easy and sound very, very good. Let's go to the regular phone lines. Cody calling in from Texas. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I don't know if Sarah's on the line yet, but I had a hypothesis on why the New Mexico roads may be so dangerous.
Okay.
I'm from Central Texas, and I recently took the family on a trip out to New Mexico. We went and saw some snow up in the mountains and everything. We crossed this imaginary line on a two-lane highway, smooth surface, 8-foot shoulders on each side, flat lands, no trees. You can see for miles in all directions. The speed limit that was posted at 75 but actually flowed around 80, 85, all of a sudden dropped to 55 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I know that, you know, you guys were talking a while back about 85% rule, where when 85% of the population drives the speed limit, then that's probably a safe speed. That may be one of the reasons why they have some of the accidents that they have.
Because people drive too slowly?
Well, because they're incentivized to drive slowly. There are regularly cops, you know, waiting around each corner. People drive in fear, and I think it causes a more dangerous, hazardous roadway.
Well, I would say that they probably post the speed limits like that so that they can give people tickets so that they can, you know, get more revenue would be my guess. I don't know if that makes the road less or more safe.
It does make the road less safe. If people are driving faster than the posted speed limit,
yep,
and then you have other people that are driving at or below the posted speed limit,
everybody gets grumpy.
And it's a two-lane road, yep, where you've got one lane of traffic going one way and one lane going the other way.
Yeah, we really need better terminology for what a two-lane road is, by the way.
Right. It is going to make for unsafe driving conditions.
Well, I drive about the speed limit, maybe slightly less, on my way into work, and oftentimes I'll find people piled up behind me, and I don't care. They can just wait until we go to two lanes and pass, as far as I'm concerned. But I do say that when a cop pulls somebody over, I mean, the lights are designed to be distracting. I mean, that's the whole purpose of them. Yeah. So, you know, I try to keep my eyes directly ahead of me whenever I'm passing a police officer, give them a little bit of room, but lots of people don't. They want to see if somebody they know is pulled over. They want to see if there's somebody's getting arrested. They want to see if there's been an accident. Whatever it is, they want to see. Because, well, humans are curious, and we need better systems. If you really wanted somebody to go a certain speed on a certain road, just get those darn traffic, the speed cameras, and then everybody who's going over 55 should get a ticket. Not that I think for a second that people will put up with that. Pretty soon they're going to have to raise the speed limit because no one will put up with going 55 on a road that you should be going 75 on.
Right.
I lived in Houston for 13 years, and my mother lives in Waco. So I used to go back and forth between Waco and Houston rather frequently, and there's two speed traps in between there. Unfortunately, the first time I went, my sister warned me about them, and man, was she right.
Yeah.
The speed limit goes down to like 35. It goes through a town, but one of them is Calvert, and I can't remember the name of the other one. But I knew about them, but I would see, yes, that's it, Hearn.
Hearn?
Everybody else gets pulled over, but
they know the locals, and they don't get pulled over, but
the locals know that it's a speed trap. They'll get pulled over if they speed.
Okay.
But everybody, like, if you know that it's a speed trap, you slow down. Everybody else speeds through. And
it's kind of like that town in Florida that I can't remember the name of.
Waldo.
Was that the one that they just disincorporated because it was just such a huge speed trap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's a town in South Alabama called Op. Same thing. It's right on, not the interstate, but like
State
the main
highway.
No, it's a U.S. highway, but it's, you know, like if you don't want to go all the way over to the Alabama Gulf Coast before hitting the Panhandle, it's the road that you take heading out of Montgomery down to the Panhandle and just drops down from like 65 to 30 like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody that's not aware of, oh, yeah, watch out for OP, winds up just getting a speeding ticket.
Daryl, I thought that Alabama seemed so progressive when you said they had some kind of rule that you couldn't drop the speed limit more than 10 miles per hour in some, you know, designated area or something like that.
There are, as I recall, and it's been a while since I've actually read the Alabama Criminal Code, which I used to keep a copy of in my truck so that I could read it because I get bored easily. But most speed limits in Alabama are set by the state legislature. But for some reason, OP was allowed. Either that or they just did it and nobody ever challenged the constitutionality or the legality of it.
Gotcha. All right, well, thanks for calling in about speed limits, Cody. Anything else?
Yeah, I just had one more thing. So on the government shutdown business, was recently inconvenienced on the same trip. Took my family to see Carlsbad Tavern.
Yeah, that's in New Mexico, but just barely.
Right. There wasn't any warning going in. We got up to the top and realized that they were closed. Oh. So we made the most of it. We hiked around, you know, I stole some local plants, pissed in the parking lot, and then sped out of there since it wasn't patrolled.
So you can do whatever you want.
It's
so
too bad.
They
have
some
closed
kind of gate at the front of Carlsbad Caverns.
No, we looked on the way out and saw a small sign, but didn't notice it on the way in for some reason.
No, I meant how do they prevent you from going in to the caverns?
Oh no, you could drive right in. The gates that they normally close it off.
But
were
the
wide
cave.
Open.
Can you walk
the
down
cave
the cave?
Closed.
That was closed.
Right.
Was, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like some kind of bars on the like big barred gate or something that prevents people from going in.
There's an indoor office you have to cross through first and get your tickets and everything, and that the doors were locked. So as far as we made it.
That's too bad. Next time, I mean, once it opens again, try to go because it's fabulous.
It is. It's great. I just don't remember what the door's like. Thanks for the call, Cody.
Yeah.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free. And I do think that governments just spend, like, they can take something as simple and necessary as speed limits and turn it into something rapacious and disgusting. And they do it all the time. And, you know, we only point out the worst situations
right
here where they're like, oh, well, we'll just get. But every town's got a road that the speed limit's 35 and should be 45.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are. And the cops know it. They won't generally give you a ticket. They just want to pull you over, see, run your papers, see if you got a warrant, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. And it's.
Get their dog to walk around and talk to them and say, we think you've got drugs.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen to me either, but.
Just you, Daryl.
Well,
it's actually never happened to me, but it often, you know, you are speeding is often an excuse for that.
If you've got long hair and a bandana that has a weed, you know, symbol on the front, chances are good that you're going to get searched in a circumstance like that because that's just how people are. You fit a profile, and there's nothing wrong with profiling.
It's just that
the
I don't know anybody.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top Democrats say President Trump would face legal and political challenges if he tried to declare a national emergency to build his border wall. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, but would likely be wide open to a court challenge for the wall.
the president has said the White House has been talking to some steel company executives.
We've been in touch with a lot of people, and I informed my folks to say that we'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger.
Democrats object to the idea of a wall and not what it's made of. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl. And Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that supports daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Smart Cash also has Smart Rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn Smart Rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, meaning if you've got money in an exchange, you're not eligible for Smart Rewards. So a wallet where you control the keys that has at least 1,000 Smart, and you've had that Smart in there for at least 1 month, and there's a snapshot day, it's all built into the code. Generally towards the end of the month, they'll take a snapshot. After 1 month, as long as there have been no outgoing transactions from that wallet, and again, you control the private keys, then you are eligible for Smart Rewards. They're distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. You can learn more about Smart Cash at smartcash.cc.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting project, Smart Cash. So smartcash.cc. And we're headed back to the predictions for 2019. Laurel, you had gotten through a few of them.
Yeah, we've done 3 of the 9. Once again, this is from an article in NPR. It's What's Coming in 2019? Global Thinkers Make Big, Bold Predictions. We are on number 4. This one, I think, is very interesting. The prediction is that there will be more significant infectious disease outbreaks, maybe even a pandemic. It says, we're seeing a global increase in the spread of infectious disease, says Jennifer Nuzzo, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, who leads the Outbreak Observatory, a group that collects information about outbreaks. And she doesn't expect a change in that pattern. In fact, she says, there are worrying signs that the conditions favoring the emergence of a pandemic and the impact it would have are ever more present and possibly getting worse. These conditions include increased migration.
Yeah, migration's a real issue.
That's exposing people to diseases they've never encountered before. Densely populated megacities and resettlement camps.
We just heard about that with the first prediction, which is that more people in Africa and probably Southeast Asia,
that urban slums will increase.
Right.
Yes.
More people will move into the cities as opposed to staying out in the country.
Another condition is vaccine refusals.
Okay.
The anti-vaxxers. Compromised infrastructures as a result of humanitarian crises like conflict, natural disasters and instability, as well as climate change that's exacerbating disasters and pushing disease-bearing wildlife into new habitats.
So in prior to, I believe it was World War I, I think was the first conflict, that more people didn't die from disease that was spread in the war camp. Mm-hmm. Than, in fact, the battlefield itself.
But more people died of the Spanish flu globally than died in World War I.
Is that so?
In battle, yes.
Okay.
More people died of the Spanish flu than died in battle.
In battle in World War I. Well, there weren't. Mm-hmm. There was only another, I don't know. I can't tell you. Of the people who died in World War I, 90% of them died in battle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, the civilian deaths, although, you know, important for propaganda, were pretty minimal compared to, say, you know, the Iraq War for the United States, where 90% of the people who died were not combatants.
So can you go back through that list where she listed off several things that she thinks could possibly wind up causing
it's all the factors.
More people getting sick or a pandemic, which are, you know, two completely different things. More people could just be one more person gets sick this year than got sick last year, or it's a pandemic.
Well, it says we're seeing a global increase in the spread of infectious disease.
But she listed several things. So,
right.
People not vaccinating, animals running all over the place because of climate change and
increased migration of people.
You know, people traveling. Oh, no, people traveling bad. You should only ever stay inside your house ever.
She's only making a prediction. It's not,
right,
she's not telling you whether you should travel or not.
But she's naming so many different things. So it's either going to be the polar bears fleeing the North Pole because it gets warm there, or it's going to be somebody that comes to your house from another country, or it's going to be because you didn't get enough vaccines, or nothing's going to happen at all.
Well,
so it seems as though she's trying, whoever wrote this thing, is trying to, like, just scare people by making this big, scary-sounding thing. And then if you make a broad enough projection and prediction, then it's bound to come true.
I think that for any event like a major outbreak, there are going to be a number of contributing factors. It's never just going to be one thing. So the fact that she's naming multiple factors there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I just
correct.
Read it as there's either going to be an asteroid that hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys humanity, or it's not going to happen.
Well, there's going to
be. I'm right. No matter what happens, I'm right because I predicted it's either going to happen or it's not going to happen.
One thing they didn't mention in here is there's more human beings. Every year, more and more of them. And that means, every new human being is a new breeding pool for whatever infectious disease we're talking about.
She says densely populated megacities.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not talking about birth rates, which continue to rise. We're moving fast. Faster towards 10 billion than we are towards 5 billion.
Right, so densely populated megacity. Is she talking about Delhi, or is she talking about New York City?
Yes.
Which one?
I think Delhi is opposed to New York City.
Densely populated megacities. New York City is a megacity.
Yes.
It's just enormous.
What's upsetting about this. People travel. Traveling. People are. Okay, first, start with.
Sounds like lady that wrote this thing is trying to say traveling's bad.
No, I don't
think that's what she's saying.
She's saying that humans are the, to us, the dirtiest monkey around, right? And that there's a lot of them. This is the most successful primate on the planet. There's more humans by factors than every other primate. And they're the most dangerous. And you know what they've learned? Air travel. So now the primates that are from this area, that, let's not forget, Daryl, 90% of the people that were killed in the North and South America were killed by infectious disease. This is a serious problem. They were killed by travel. Travel was bad for them. It was...
Well, they were also killed by people like George Washington that gave them smallpox blankets.
They were going to die from smallpox anyway.
Okay, so here's why I don't think she's just trying to scare the audience. It's because number five says, but the odds are good we can beat back a bad outbreak.
Sure.
So even though number four says we're more likely to have an outbreak, number
five says... And everybody's going to die, but we can keep everybody from dying.
Anyway,
no,
says,
a pandemic doesn't mean everybody's going to die.
It says a lot of people get sick.
And a very successful sales tool is to stick them to the ceiling and then peel them back down. That doesn't mean that what you've told them when you stuck them to the ceiling was false. It just means that you have a solution to their problem.
It says the ability to respond quickly to pandemics is also increasing. For example, the DRC was able to control the first phase of its Ebola outbreak in a couple of months, and there's now an Ebola vaccine that didn't exist 4 years ago when the virus swept at West Africa, although I will add, I believe that vaccine has not been approved for widespread use yet.
I'll bet you they bring people back to the United States, they'll start using it.
Yeah, maybe. Still, the second phase of the outbreak, which is now the second largest and second deadliest in history, shows that political instability can stand in the way of such advances.
Yeah, political instability is going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, I agree with every one of her points, even though I choose not to take vaccines.
Uh-huh.
I am pro-vax. Please.
Yeah.
Vaccinate your children so mine's safer.
So that I don't have to.
855-450-3733. You know, every medical procedure has risks. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're reading off some 2019 predictions, and it's dicey business making predictions, mm-hmm. but everybody likes them. And
everybody?
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of people.
That's a generalization, Daryl. We do that in language.
Yeah. One-third of the people in this room thinks that most predictions are just absolute BS.
You don't have any interest in what people's ideas might occur in the future?
A lot of times, people make... Well, predictions generally fall into one of two categories. Either very specific...
Yep. Which are the only ones that are useful.
Which, most of the time, don't come true.
Sure.
Or very broad... To where no matter what happens, you can say, I was right. So either the world will end tomorrow because an asteroid will hit the planet and destroy all of humanity, or it won't.
That's correct.
In either case, I'm right.
But when we can say that an asteroid will hit Earth.
At some point in like the next 500 billion years.
Well, actually, an asteroid will probably hit Earth relatively soon. It just won't be of any size to be of any consequence.
Oh, I meant to destroy humanity.
Yeah.
Probably within 500 million years.
Yeah.
But we're going to be dead by then.
You and I will, most assuredly. And I'm holding out for the
everybody hearing my voice will be dead by then.
Pardon me, except for perhaps me. I am going to have my head chopped off and put in a soup kettle at Alcor. Go to alcor.org, mention my name, and I get next
Oh, I can help you with that.
Membership.
You're here in about 10 minutes.
You guys are weird.
But it's who doesn't want to live forever?
I don't.
Well, I've got the most likely possibility of that occurring.
Yeah, my brain's going to Boston University when I die.
Well, yours is damaged.
I know. That's why it's going to Boston University.
Mine is among the most brilliant on the planet, so there you go.
Among Neanderthals.
You're more Neanderthal than I am. Let me tell you about Bitcoin.com. Certainly somebody there is a Neanderthal. You know, has as many Neanderthal, what is it, pairs, genomes, what is it called? Markers, as Daryl. But at Bitcoin.com, they're not just a site, but a YouTube channel, all kinds of stuff. They are the single biggest force in cryptocurrency. They don't just concentrate on Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com, but they, you know, look at all the other cryptos and that sort of thing. So you can go find the best news at news.bitcoin.com. They've got games at games.bitcoin.com. They've got the possibility of doing mining, anything you want, at giftcards.bitcoin.com. You know, great ways to acquire Bitcoin, to hold it, to do whatever you want, bitcoin.com. And by the way, I do watch their YouTube videos just about every week. You know, if they had a big long list of 2019 predictions, and the video was like an hour and a half, and I decided after I watched about 20 minutes, I'm done. But, you know,
the price will either go up or down.
The price will go up or down. It'll probably do that tonight as we speak.
Yes.
There was a recent price spike in Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Core, or whatever terminology one wishes to use to describe this this currency. So it went from about 3,700 to about 4,000.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that means buy, sell. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not here to tell you that. Laurel, let's go on with these predictions.
Number six, people who need mental health help will find it on their phone. The fields of mental health and substance abuse treatment are about to take a great leap forward into the digital world.
Doesn't sound like a big prediction, because there have been ways for several years people to get...
I'm going to have to agree.
Therapist.
And this says counselors with a web connection could learn about effective diagnoses and treatment online. They already do.
Yeah, I've heard several people talk about something called BetterHelp.
Yeah.
Where it's,
we can talk about that.
You know, and there's also people that say that, you know, like, it's not exactly what it claims to be, but there
what
are
is
other...
BetterHelp?
It is a way to get in touch with a counselor through their service, and then you would have a meeting with your counselor by your cell phone or your internet.
Internet therapist.
Okay.
That it's some kind of instant messaging sort of thing to where you need to send your therapist something at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can send them something at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And it's a monthly service, and they have to pay a subscription fee every month.
Who's they? The person that needs the mental help?
Right, the person needs. But there was some controversy over it, because some of the users were concerned that the counselor wasn't actually licensed.
Right, or they might not have a doctorate. They might only have a master's in psychology. They might not
If you need to text somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning, the idea that you're upset that they don't have a doctorate is ludicrous.
Some of the other concerns were that the counselors weren't showing up to appointments, and that they were rescheduling again and again and again. There were some concerns about the professionalism, so it became a big scandal.
Well, I hear you. I don't know. I mean, you know, the idea that you can get somebody on your phone to somehow fix your alcoholism or whatever, just, I don't know, just sounds like a little too much. Just ring them up and, here, watch me while I drink. I don't know.
Next prediction. Nonprofit leadership will become more diverse. More than it is now. Bullying, sexual harassment, and sex scandals in the humanitarian industry made headlines in 2018. Did it? I know it made headlines in everywhere. I wasn't aware that it was especially in the humanitarian industry. From big aid agencies like UNAIDS to small nonprofits like More Than Me, one solution to this, critics have said, is to hire more diverse and qualified candidates. How about just hiring qualified candidates? Many organizations are realizing that they should diversify to represent views that have been traditionally sidelined. Okay, diversity of thought, I'm with you there. The pressure is increasing to hire more female leaders and hire capable managers. Is that two groups?
I've sold a lot of ads to a lot of not-for-profits, and almost entirely I've sold them to women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, non-profits are dominated by women, so this is a little...
They have been for a long time, doesn't...
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that at some point or another, there are folks out there that want diversity so badly that they would be willing to fire every white guy that works in any industry at all.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm in favor of hiring qualified candidates. All right, next prediction. There will be fewer food crises. Dry season has begun in sub-Saharan Africa, the period from roughly November through April or May when the rains stop. As climate change has affected weather patterns, droughts have become increasingly severe. By February, you see the faces of hungry people from Ethiopia to Kenya to South Sudan. But in 2019, she is hopeful. She is Esther Ngumbi, a researcher at the University of Illinois. But in 2019, she is hopeful that the impact of the dry season will not be as dramatic. The reason, she says, is that countries are doing a better job of equipping their farmers with water storage systems and encouraging them to plant drought-resistant crops like millet and sorghum. You know, I hope they're right, but I don't know. We'll see.
Mostly, we are meeting the needs of people to, as far as food goes, almost entirely famines. People starving to death kind of famines are caused by sort of war, governments,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
It's more government incompetence.
Obviously, there are people that would like to have more grains that they could store and that kind of thing. But once they have plenty, then they just end up like the United States where everybody's fat. So, you know.
They have a different variety of health problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one is I think, very interesting. This is wealthy countries will turn away more people seeking asylum.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Spiegel, director of the Center for Humanitarian Health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, worries that there will be an increase in denial for people seeking asylum in high-income countries. Well, right now the denial rate is increasing because people with valid claims, there's more people applying who don't have a valid claim. We see that a lot whenever the system gets overloaded, is then because the processing times get longer, then you start to see more people applying who don't have
a valid
claim.
You're an immigration attorney.
Yeah.
So can you define what a valid claim is for, what is this called?
One that's likely to win.
Yeah.
Which isn't to say that it will win, just likely to win.
Yeah, so it's just not money. It's not like, Mike, I come from a poor country and I'd like to make more money, so I'd like to go to this other country.
Right. That would be an economic migrant, not a person with a colorable asylum claim.
Right. And so economic migrants are basically SOL?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. And it's tough. I mean, it's tough that the country has put these difficulties in place so that people can't work. But at the same time, when you look at the mixing as it goes, there's problems. There's problems in European countries and, as far as there's supposedly neighborhoods that are, you know, used to be really great and now aren't so nice. And it's because.
Oh, you mean like Detroit?
Well,
South Central Los Angeles. Like, there are neighborhoods in the United States, Mark, that, you know, aren't that great.
That's sure.
I'm not blaming it on the immigrants, but poor people tend to commit crimes. Immigrants tend to be poor. Like, just saying. I mean, there's some correspondence. If we stopped, if we stopped making it so difficult for for people in other countries to make a living, then they wouldn't have to travel here.
I have some issues with that.
855 453.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.